Ayrım 16.
Well, here we are. What do you think of it? I've done my best to make it look like home.
It's perfect, Mary. I hardly feel I've moved at all. What do you say, Sam?
Well, just like Bag End it is, Mr. Frodo. I'll make some supper.
Oh, good. Now then, what have you three been up to, and what was the matter with old Maggot? He sounded scared.
We've all been scared. And you would have been too if you'd been chased by black riders.
Black riders? What are they?
Black figures riding on black horses. Cousin Frodo knows something more, but he's being close.
Very well. I can't keep it to myself any longer. I've got something to tell you, but... Well, now I see how pleasant and comfortable and welcoming you've made this little place, Mary. I don't know how to begin.
I think I can help you by telling you some of it myself.
What do you mean?
Well, just this, my dear old Frodo. You are miserable because you don't know how to say goodbye. You meant to leave the Shire, of course. But danger has come sooner than you expected, and now you are making up your mind to go at once, and you don't want to.
But how...
Dear old Frodo, did you really think you'd thrown dust in all our eyes? You've not been nearly careful or clever enough for that.
Yeah. Good heavens, I thought I'd been both careful and clever. I don't know what Gandalf would say. I mean, is all the Shire discussing my departure?
Oh, no, don't worry about that. The secret won't keep for long, of course, but at present it is, I think, known only to us conspirators.
Anyway, the conspiracy has now been unmasked, and we're not going to let you escape so easily.
But I must go. It cannot be helped. It is wretched for us all, but please help me and don't hinder me.
You don't understand. Of course you must go. And therefore, so must we.
What do you mean?
I mean that Mary and I are coming with you. Sam is an excellent fellow and would jump down a dragon's throat to save you, if he didn't trip over his own feet first. But you'll need more than one companion in your dangerous adventure.
My dear and most beloved hobbits, but I couldn't allow it. Oh, you speak of danger, but you do not know how deadly is that danger.
Of course we know. And that is why we have decided to come. We know the ring is no laughing matter.
Yes, we know about the ring. We're going to do our best to help you against the enemy.
But, is nothing safe?
Well, not too safe, I should say. But if you want to be introduced to our chief investigator in our little conspiracy, I can produce him.
Where is he?
Step forward, Sam. Here's our collector of information.
Well,
Andy collected a lot, I can tell you, before he was finally caught. After which, I may say, he seemed to regard himself as on parole and dried up.
Sam?
Yes, sir. Begging your pardon, sir. But I meant no wrong to you, Mr. Frodo, nor to Mr. Gandalf, for that matter. And he has some sense, mind you.
What is that supposed to mean?
Why, sir, when you said go alone, he said no. Take someone as you can trust.
But it doesn't seem that I can trust anyone.
But, now, don't say that, Mr. Frodo, sir.
Look, Frodo, it all depends on what you want. You can trust us to stick to you through thick and thin, to the bitter end.
And you can trust us to keep any secret of yours closer than you keep it yourself.
But you cannot trust us to let you face trouble alone.
Anyway, there it is. We know most of what Gandalf has told you. We know a good deal about the ring. We are horribly afraid. But we are coming with you.
Yes.
Or follow you like hounds.
You are a set of deceitful scoundrels. But bless you. Oh, I had so dreaded this evening.
The next morning, the hobbits rose early and prepared to set out. They saddled up four sturdy little ponies for riding and loaded their baggage onto a fifth.
Well, Frodo?
All is ready.
Which way are we to head?
For Rivendell and the house of Elrond Half-Elven. But we must not go by road. The riders will be watching for us. So the only safe thing to do is to go off in a quite unexpected direction.
Then we must go through the old forest and then on to Bree.
And Merry must lead us, for he knows the forest better than any of us.
That's settled, then.
Still, I wish Gandalf were with us all the same.
Well, come on. Gandalf or no Gandalf, the sooner we leave the Shire and those riders behind, the better.
Yes.
To Rivendell, where elves yet dwell, in glades beneath the misty fell, through moor and waste we ride in haste, and whither then we cannot tell. With foes ahead, behind us dread, beneath the sky shall be our bed, until at last our toil be past, our journey done, our errand sped.
To Rivendell, where else? Oh, that's Bree up ahead.
Is there anywhere there we can stay?
There's an inn, Frodo. The Prancing Pony, if I remember rightly.
Oh, I must say it'll be good to find a fire and put a door between us and the night.
Well, it may be all we could wish, Pippin, but it is outside the Shire all the same. Now, don't make yourselves too much at home. Oh, and please, remember, all of you, that the name of Baggins must not be mentioned. I am Mr. Underhill, if any name must be given.
Is this the inn?
Yes, Sam. Why, what's the matter?
But, sure, we aren't going to stay here, are we, sir? I mean, it's got three stories.
Never mind, it will have to do. And I dare say it's home-like enough inside.
All right, I'm coming. Now, what's... Oh, good evening, little masters. What may you be wanting?
Beds for four and stabling for five ponies, if that can be managed. Oh, are you Mr. Butterbur?
That's right. Barleyman's my name. Barleyman Butterbur at your service. And your hobbits from the Shire, eh? Oh, now, what does that remind me of? Might I ask your name, sir?
Mr. Took and Mr. Brandybuck.
Hello.
And this is Sam Gamgee.
Evening.
And my name is Underhill.
Oh, Mr. Underhill. Now it's gone again. But it'll come back when I have time to think. I'm run off my feet, but I'll see what I can do for you. There's such a crowd already in the house tonight as there hasn't been for long enough. Still, it never rains but what it pours, as we say in Bree. Hey, Nob! Where are you, you woolly-footed slow-coach? Nob!
They're coming.
Now, where's Bob?
Oh, I don't know, Mr. Butterbur.
You don't know? Well, find him, double sharp. Oh, I haven't got six legs nor six eyes, neither. Now, tell Bob there's five ponies that have to be stabled and he must find room somehow. Well, off you go.
Yes, Mr. Butterbur.
Oh, dear. Now, what was I going to say now? Oh, I don't know. The trouble is, one thing drives out another, so to speak, and I'm that busy tonight, my head's going round. Anyway, it's a good job you're hobbits, or I don't know if we could house you. But we've got a room or two in the north wing that were made special for hobbits, on the ground floor, with round windows and all, you know. I hope you'll find them comfortable.
Happy now, Sam?
Oh, yes, Mr. Frodo, that sounds most comfortable.
And you'll be wanting supper, I don't doubt, as soon as maybe.
Yes, please.
Yeah, well, come in. You can go into the parlour, it's quiet in there.
Thank you.
But you'll have to excuse me now, I'm that busy.
More cheese to fill up the corners with, Mary?
Ooh, no corners left, I'm afraid.
Oh, begging your pardon for disturbing you, Mr. Underhill.
That's all right, Mr. Butterbur. We've just finished, and it was an excellent meal.
Here.
Oh, good, I'm glad. Look, what I was wondering was whether you'd care to join the company when you'd supped.
Oh.
I mean, they'd be very pleased to welcome you if you had a mind. We don't often get outsiders, travellers from the Shire, I should say. Mm. And we like to hear a bit of news, you know, or any story or song you may have in mind. So join us, or not, as you please.
Well, thank you, Mr. Butterbur. Perhaps we will.
Well, now, I must be getting on again. No!
I think it might be quite pleasant to join the company for a while. What do you fellows say?
Oh, I dare say we could give them a song or two if they like.
Well, I've got a tale or two.
What about you, Mary?
Oh, no. I shall sit here quietly by the fire for a bit and perhaps go out later for a sniff of the air. Mm. Now, mind your P's and Q's now. And don't forget that we are supposed to be escaping in secret and we're still not very far from the Shire.
All right. And you mind yourself. Don't get lost. And don't forget that it's safer indoors.
Mr. Butterbur, Who's that strange-looking, weather-beaten man sitting by the wall, smoking a pipe? I don't think you introduced him.
Oh, him? I don't rightly know. He's one of the wandering folk. Rangers, we call him. He disappears for a month or a year and then pops up again. What his right name is, I'd never heard, but he's known round here as Strider.
Why is that?
Well, on account of his going about at a great pace on those long shanks of his. Though he don't tell nobody what cause he has to hurry. You know, Mr. Underhill, it's funny you should ask about him, because there's no peace for a body, and that's a fact. Half a minute, Mr. Underhill, I'll be back.
Nob, where are you, lad?
Master Underhill, will you join me for a moment?
Oh, thank you.
It is Underhill, isn't it? Only I wasn't sure if old Butterbur got your name right.
Yes, he did.
Well, Master Underhill, I'm called Strider, and I'm pleased to meet you. You know, drink, fire, and chance meetings are pleasant enough, but Well, this isn't the Shire, and there are queer folk about, though I say it as shouldn't, you may think. And there have been even stranger travelers through Bree lately, so if I were you, I should stop your friends from talking too much. You had better do something quick.
Anyway, then he gets up and gets on the...
Hello. We would like to thank you all for your warm and most hospitable welcome to Bree.
Looks like Mr. Underhill's had too much of Old Barleyman's ale.
Frodo, I was in the middle of telling a story.
We are all very much gratified by the kindness of your reception. And I venture to hope that our brief visit will help to renew the old ties of friendship between the Shire and Bree.
Oh, well, let's have a song, then. Oh, come on, Mr. O'Neill. Up on the table, sing us a song.
Come on now, Master. Sing us something that we haven't heard before.
Well, very well. Perhaps this will be new to you. There is an inn, a merry old inn, beneath an old grey hill. And there they brew a beer so brown that the man in the moon himself came down one night to drink his fill. The ostler has a tipsy cat that plays a five-string fiddle. And up and down he runs his bow, now squeaking high, now purring low, now sawing in the middle.
Sawing in the middle.
The man in the moon was drinking deep, and the cat began to wail. A dish and a spoon on the table danced, the cow in the garden madly pranced, and the little dog chased his tail. The man in the moon took another mug and rolled beneath his chair. And there he dozed and dreamed of ale, and in the sky the stars were pale, and dawn was in the air. The cat and the fiddle played hey diddle diddle the jig that would waken the dead. He squeaked and sawed and quickened the tune while the landlord shook the man in the moon. It's after three, he said. With a ping and a pong, the fiddle sing broke, the cow jumped over the moon. And the little dog laughed to see such fun, and the Saturday dish went off at the run with a silver Sunday spoon.
Let's hear that last verse again.
With a ping and a pong, the fiddlestrings broke, the cow jumped up.
You can't! Oh, you jumped too high, Mr. Underhill.
Where'd he go? He went slap through the floor. I seen him.
Here, Fireman! Fireman, quick!
Now then, what's all the rumpus about?
Saw him. Or at least, I didn't see him, if you take my meaning. Mr. Underhill just vanished into thin air, in a manner of speaking.
You don't say, Mr. Mugwort.
I do say.
Well, there's some mistake somewhere. There's too much of that Mr. Underhill to go vanishing into thin air.
Well, where's he now, then?
Where is he?
How should I know? He's welcome to go where he will, so long as he pays in the morning.
Well, I say I saw what I saw, and I saw what I didn't.
And I say there's some mistake.
Of course there's a mistake. I haven't vanished. Huh? Well, here I am.
Now, what have you been doing, Mr. Underhill? You're frightening my customers and breaking my crocks with your acrobatics.
Yes, I'm very sorry. It was quite unintentional, I assure you. A most unfortunate accident.
All right, everybody, all right. Excitement's over. There's plenty of ale still to be drunk. And I'll ask you, Mr. Underhill, not to be doing any more tumbling or conjuring or whatever it was without warning us beforehand.
I shan't be doing anything of the sort again, Mr. Butterbur, I promise you.
I hope not, Mr. Underhill. We're a bit suspicious round here of anything out of the way.
Nob! Well, Mr. Underhill, you have put your foot in it. Or should I say, your finger?
I don't know what you mean.
Oh, yes, you do. But we had better wait until things have settled down then, if you please, Mr. Baggins. I should like a quiet word with you.
But Frodo, who is this stranger and what's he to do with us?
My name is Strider and I want to talk to you.
What about?
A matter of some importance, although, of course, I have my price.
What do you mean?
Don't be alarmed. I mean just this. I will tell you what I know and give you some good advice, but I shall expect a reward.
And what will that be, pray?
No more than you can afford. All I ask is that you take me along with you.
Oh, indeed. Is that all? Well, even if I wanted another companion, I shouldn't agree to any such thing until I knew a good deal more about you and your business.
Excellent. You seem to be coming to your senses again, and that's all to the good. You have been much too careless so far. Very well. I will tell you what I know and leave the reward to you.
All right, what do you know?
I know you're a Frodo Baggins, and I also know what you are carrying out of the Shire.
What?
Now, don't mistake me. I shall take more care of your secret than you do, and care is needed. Black horsemen have passed through Bree, and believe me, they will return, and more are coming. There are others. I know these riders, and I know their number. There are folk in Bree who are not to be trusted, and it seems all too likely that by morning these riders will know of your little prank.
It was sheer accident.
I wonder. Anyway, that accident has made your position dangerous.
I don't know why we behaved so foolishly. We ought to have stayed quiet in here.
It would have been better, and I would have stopped you going in there if I could. But the innkeeper would not let me go in to see you.
Do you think he knows anything?
No. I don't think any harm of old Butterbur.
Well, in any event, I intend to leave Bree at first light.
But you dare not go by the open road, for the horsemen will watch it day and night. And even if you escape from Bree, you won't go far. They will come on you in the wild, in some dark place, where there is no help. Do you wish them to find you? They are terrible, Frodo. Terrible. But trust Strider, and he will take you by paths that are seldom trodden. Well, will you have him?
With your lead, Mr. Frodo, I'd say no. This Strider here, he says take care, and I say yes to that, and let's begin with him.
I think, Strider, that you are not really as you choose to look. Still, as Sam says, I don't see why you should warn us to take care and yet ask us to take you on trust. Why the disguise? Who are you? What do you really know about my business, and how do you know it?
Wait. Let me get out of sight.
Wait. Ready? Good evening, Mr. Butterbur. I'm sorry about the commotion.
That's all right, Mr. Underhill. I've just come to bid you good night. Nob, take the water to the rooms. Oh,
yes, Mr. Butterbur.
There is something else, Mr. Underhill.
Yes?
You see, it's like this. If I've done any harm, I'm sorry indeed, but one thing drives out another, as you'll admit, and I'm a busy man, and... But first one thing and then another is jogging my memory, as the saying goes, and not too late, I hope.
I'm sorry, Mr. Butterbur, but I don't follow you.
Well, you see, I was asked to look out for hobbits of the Shire, and for one by the name of Baggins in particular.
Oh? What has that got to do with me?
You know best. I won't give you away. But I was told that this Baggins would be going by the name of Underhill.
Who told you this?
Ah, that was Gandalf, if you know who I mean. He's a good friend of mine. Well, I don't know what he'll have to say to me now. He'll turn all the ale sour, or me into a block of wood, I shouldn't wonder. Still, what's been done can't be undone.
But, Mr. Butterbur, what have you done?
Well, Mr. Took, you see, about 3 months back, old Gandalf walked in and he says, Barley, I'm in a hurry and I want you to do something for me. I want a message took to the Shire, he says. Have you anyone you can send and trust to go? Well, I can find someone, I said. Tomorrow, maybe, or the day after. Well, make it tomorrow, he says. And then he gave me this letter. It's addressed plain enough. I mean, Mr. Frodo Baggins, Bag End, Hobbiton, in the Shire.
A letter for me from Gandalf.
Oh, then your name is Baggins.
Yes, it is. And you had better give me that letter at once and explain why you never sent it.
Oh, I beg your pardon, Master, but I didn't keep it back a purpose. But I couldn't find nobody willing to go to the Shire next day, nor the day after, and none of my own folk were to spare, and then one thing after another drove it out of my mind. Oh, I'll do what I can to set matters right, you must believe me. Oh, I didn't know that it would bring trouble to you, Mr. Baggins.
What do you mean, trouble?
Well, these black riders who've been asking for Baggins, and that ranger, Strider. He's been asking questions, too. Tried to get in here to see you, he did.
Yes, he did.
What do you want? You're always popping up.
He's here with my leave. He came to offer his help.
Oh, well. You know your own business, maybe, but if I was in your plight, I wouldn't take up with a ranger.
Then who would you take up with? A fat innkeeper?
who only remembers his own name because people shouted at him every day, they cannot stay in the pony forever and they cannot go home. They have a long road before them. Will you go with them and keep the Black Riders off?
Me? What, leave Bree? I wouldn't do that for any money.
Well, then, let others help them.
Yeah. But what are these Black Riders after? And where do they come from?
I'm sorry, Mr. Butterbur. I can't explain it all. I'm not sure, but I fear they come from...
They come from Mordor. What? From Mordor, Barliman, if that means anything to you.
Oh, save us.
Well, Mr. Butterbur, are you still willing to help me?
I am, more than ever. Though I don't know what the likes of me can do against...
Against the Shadow of the East. Not much, Barleyman. But every little helps. They must stay here tonight, and you must forget about the name of Baggins till they are far away.
Oh, I'll do all that all right. But I'm afraid they'll find out he's here without help from me. It's a pity Mr. Baggins drew attention to himself this evening.
Well, we can only hope the Riders won't come back yet.
I hope not indeed. But if they do, then they won't get into the pony so easy. And me and my folk will keep watch tonight. And you had best get some sleep if you can.
Yes. In any case, we must be called at dawn. We must get off as early as possible. Breakfast at 6:30, please.
Right. I'll see to the orders. Well, good night, Mr. Baggy. Underhill, I should say. Good night, Mr. Took.
Good night.
Good night, Mr. Brand... Oh, where's your Mr. Brandybuck?
Mary. I don't know. I'm afraid he's out.
He said something about going for a breath of air.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. Well, you do want looking after, no mistake. Your party might be on a holiday. Oh, I better send Nob to look for him.
Well, when are you going to open that letter?
Yes, of course. Really, old Butterbur has made a shocking mess of things.
The Prancing Pony, Bree, Midyear's Day, Shire Year 1418. Dear Frodo, bad news has reached me here, and I must go off at once. You had better leave Bag End soon. I will return as soon as I can, and I will follow you if I find that you are gone. Leave a message for me here if you pass through Bree. You can trust the landlord. You may meet a friend of mine on the road, a man, lean, dark, tall, by some called Strider.
Oh.
He knows our business and will help you. Make for Rivendell. There, I hope, we may meet again. Yours in haste, Gandalf. P.S. Make sure that it is the real Strider. There are many strange men on the roads. His true name is Aragorn. All that's gold does not glitter. Not all those who wander are lost. The old that is strong does not wither. Deep roots are not reached by the frost. From the ashes a fire shall be woken. A light from the shadows shall spring. Renewed shall be blade that was broken. The crownless again shall be king.
Strider, why didn't you tell me you were Gandalf's friend?
Would you have believed me till now? I knew nothing of the letter. And anyway, I hoped you might take me for my own sake. But there. I believe my looks are against me.
They are. Well, at first sight, at any rate. But handsome is as handsome does, as we say in the Shire.
What I want to know is, how do we know that you are the Strider that Gandalf speaks about? You never mentioned Gandalf till the letter came out. You might have been a play-acting spy. You might have done in the real Strider, took his clothes. What do you say to that?
That you're a stout fellow, Sam Gamgee. And I'm afraid my only answer is this. I am Aragorn. And those verses go with that name. Not much use, is it, Sam? Hmm. But the time is near when this broken sword shall be forged anew.
I wanted to believe you were a friend before this letter came. And, I think if you were a spy of the enemy, then you would, seem fairer and feel fouler. I mean, if you...
You mean I look foul and feel fair?
No.
Is that it? All that is gold does not glitter. Not all those who wander are lost. Well, now, with Sam's permission, we will call that settled. Strider will be your guide.
Yes. Thank you. We need a guide. For this is all far more dangerous than I'd ever realized. Pippin.
Oh, I'm sorry, everyone. Oh, but I'm awfully tired. Oh, in spite of all the danger and worry, I really must go to bed. Or sleep where I sit. Where is that silly fellow, Merry? Oh, it would be the last straw if we had to go out in the dark and look for him.
Merry. I have seen them, Frodo. I have seen them in the village, here. The Black Riders.
In episode 2 of J.R.R. Tolkien's The Lord of the Rings, adapted by Brian Sibley, the part of Frodo was played by Ian Holm. Gandalf by Michael Horden, and Aragorn by Robert Stevens. Sam, William Nye, Merry, Richard O'Callaghan, Pippin, John McAndrew, Butterbur, James Grout, Nob, Hayden Wood, Maggot, John Bott, Gaffer Gamgee, John Church, Gwaihir, Alexander John, Theoden, Jack May, Grima Wormtongue, Paul Brook, Saruman, Peter Howell, The Lord of the Nazgul, Philip Voss, The Rider, Christopher Scott. With Sean Arnold, Graham Faulkner, Michael Spice, and Gordon Reed. The narrator was Gerard Murphy. The music was composed and conducted by Stephen Oliver. The director was Jane Morgan.